If this edits and prevents the knowledge of the ages coming to the frontal lobe, what is one of the reasons that stops it? Personal doubt. Doubt is a chemical contraption. Doubt is an area that exists as a contraction from physical reality. If what you are going to experience lies outside of the predictable for the personality, then you have doubt. If you allow your personality full rule of your brain, then you will doubt its ability to supersede itself, because the only one you've ever known has been the personality, and you have never known the deeper mind, the God within you. So you doubt it. So doubt is a contraction from the sensual world. So doubt is the personality. Doubt then lays the program in the labyrinth. If certain experiences are seen by the eye, there is an enormous amount of reality happening between you and I, and right here on the stage, but you can't see it. You only see what you expect to see. And yet, there is a whole great deal happening here. But body to body, mass to mass, it's all that's recorded here. But the eyes see it all. They see the golden light that comes off of these hands that extend yet another two arm lengths. They see the light way up here. They see the light coming from this section. The eyes are watching it all, but the brain edits it out. This prevents any and all information of that kind from going here, because it's in your program, and this will abide by the program unless you ask to change it. Turn to your neighbor and explain. You may begin. You are learning?
Yes.
You are learning?
Yes.
Every individual doubts themselves. When they square themselves up with an opportunity and they don't match the square, they doubt their capacity to fulfill it. Everybody does, because doubt is a contraction from reality. So an entity who is brought up to think only certain ways has never considered any other way. Then if that way presents itself to them by chance, then more often than not, they never take an opportunity with it, because they have to stay contracted within the personality. And these are people who don't have too many experiences that would be called supernatural. And if they did, they would suppress them because they would think it was the devil and they would never have them again. But the whole object here then is to wake up this latent mind. And it is a mind already, because it has already been fashioned in consciousness through a brain. So it already exists as a mind. And the opportunity here is that when God is within you, then God is the pinnacle of life. It's the ladder. If we climb by becoming six other bodies, we're climbing a ladder back to the Godhead. And we are going to get answers that we are capable of knowing based on our ability to ask. So when God answers, in a most miraculous and supernatural way, because usually the answer goes along with a supernatural enlightenment of the room, which is really happening inside of the individual's head, which means that the subconscious mind has taken control of the frontal lobe. And so they stand transfixed. They are transfixed and they are in an ecstasy. And the ecstasy, if they can prolong it for a long period of time, they are bringing to the forefront that which is indeed the suppressed mind. If we go back to God, we have laid footsteps to get here consciously. And in order to go back, we have to retrace those footsteps, but we have to change our conception of reality and indeed our conception of thoughts in order to get there. This ability here is more extraordinary than I can tell you. A Christ has developed the ability of bringing this consciousness to the forefront continuously based on levels. This entity can manifest the seventh body. The seventh body's mind can come in and come to the forefront of this consciousness. Now we have a mind that can drive this body and this brain, and it can do miraculous things. It can make the body do miraculous things because it knows no limitation, and all we have to do is put it right here. Then the body floats, walks on water, turns into light, turns into smoke, turns into a horse, turns into a bird, flies away. The body can do anything because this power knows how to liquefy it and then redream the dream and bring it up as something else. Now that's a seventh body mind. But all of that's congealed and accessible. Well, how do we get there? We first have to be open-minded. That means we have to feel this call. I may not have been your ideal teacher because I yell a lot, I'm bossy, I am demanding, and I use unfamiliar words that you think that a teacher wouldn't use. But I'm an original. That may disturb you somewhere inside because it hasn't fit the criteria of the personality. You know, Yeshua ben Joseph spoke softly. How do you know? Can't even remember your childhood. Now, just by virtue of what I look like in this body may put up enough of a doubt that is prohibitive of the mind coming up, because I talk to it all the time. When I address you and tell you I love you, I am talking to it and it knows it. When I address you and you zone out and you can't remember what I'm saying, your conscious personality can't remember, but your God does, and we commune. So I am talking to it, and it's listening, and it responds. And that's that explosion in the center of your chest. And that's that thing that fills you with this wonderful feeling that's hard to duplicate when you leave here. Because I know who I'm talking to. You think I'm talking to you. But the being that I love doesn't have anything to do with how you look either. So I have not been prejudiced by your appearance and gone directly to the God, but my appearance may prejudice the way that you learn. Some entities are exasperated that I would appear through a woman, and because I do, then I'm not really real, it's the woman. But if this is the woman who has this knowledge, that's talking to you now and causes that explosion in your chest, God forbid, God has come as a woman, finally. You should admire it. The mind is beautiful. Now, there are some entities that find that a contradiction. And so they never learn under me, and they fight me because they hold on to this other image they have inside. So as a result, this beautiful entity that just wants to commune never gets really the opportunity to commune and to reveal itself, to reveal, to transmute, to transcend, to show you what it is and what it can do. You've gotten glimpses of it in the field when you have suddenly lost track of time and you find your card. You've suddenly moved into a trance-like pause and you knew something and it happened. You're learning because you're being trained to know the difference. But by mere appearance, the messenger may not be liked, and so the message never heard. That's the way it's always been. Now, there's a lot of reasons why you can doubt and never let it come to the surface, but they're all ingrained physically inside of you. As long as you know then that you've worked hard to keep up your image, I want you to know it's going to be difficult knocking it down. It's going to be difficult putting it to sleep.